I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Make my joy complete. We're in Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 2. When we used to have New Hope Bishop as a home church, this was our theme verse, so it's kind of exciting to come back to it for me. So as we turn our hearts to one of the most powerful calls to unity found in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul speaks from a place of deep love and hope for the church. He invites us to reflect on the blessings we have through Christ, not just for our comfort, but to fuel our unity. He writes, "Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit, and one of mind." Paul's words are not a lecture, but a heartfelt plea. He knows what can happen when the church stands together, the world sees Jesus. So let's start with point one, the ifs that are already true. Paul begins with a series of ifs, but these aren't questions of uncertainty. He's really saying, since you have encouragement in Christ, since you have comfort from his love, since your spirit brings you into fellowship, since compassion and tenderness are flowing through you. This is not theory. This is reality for believers. If you've walked with Christ, you have experienced these things. You have been lifted in your darkest hours. You've been surrounded by God's love in grief and confusion and in triumph. You have felt the Spirit nudge you to forgive, to reach out, to stay close. Let's break this down. Encouragement from being united with Christ. This speaks of our identity. We are no longer outsiders. We are in Christ. That union gives us courage and peace, especially in suffering. It is the wellspring of Christian hope. Comfort from his love. Comfort here is not shallow sympathy. It is deep consolation that comes from knowing we are loved unconditionally by God. That love sustains us in chaos and humbles us in success. Common sharing in the Spirit. The word for sharing is koinonia, fellowship. This is not just individual spirituality, but a shared life in the Holy Spirit, a spiritual unity that transcends background, culture, and even personality. Tenderness and compassion. These are qualities that flow out of the Spirit-filled life. They are not optional virtues. They are natural evidence that Christ lives in us. These four ifs are not prerequisites for action. They are the spiritual reality of every believer. Paul is saying, you have these, now live accordingly. So Paul is saying, in light of everything you've received from Christ, now live differently. Let's go to point two. Unity is the response to grace. Then make my joy complete. Paul says, be like-minded, having the same love, being one in the spirit and the mind. That was the part for New Hope Bishop that we used to just grasp hold of, being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and one mind. Unity is not uniformity. It doesn't mean we agree on every detail or vote the same, think identical. It means we share the same love, the same center, the same heartbeat, Jesus Christ. In a divided world, a unified church is a radical witness. And Paul is reminding us the unity we're called to isn't created by us. It's protected by us. It's already given through the Spirit. We don't manufacture it. We preserve it by humility, grace, and choosing love over ego. Let's break this down. His threefold call to unity, being like-minded. This literally means thinking the same. It doesn't mean identical opinions, but a shared perspective shaped by Christ. Paul wants us to prioritize what Christ prioritized: grace, humility, truth, and mission. having the same love. This is about affection and commitment towards one another, modeled after Christ's sacrificial love. It is the glue that binds the body of Christ, being one in spirit and of one mind. The Greek word here paints a picture of a soul-level harmony. This is more than just a shared theology. It is a shared direction, passion, and purpose. A church united in heart is unstoppable. Final point, the world, and this is important, is watching our oneness. Jesus himself prayed in John 17 that his followers may be one so that the world may believe. There's a deep connection between our unity and our witness. A fractured church speaks of a fractured gospel. But a church that loves across differences, forgives quickly, and puts Jesus first, that church shines. Paul's joy isn't selfish. It is tied to the maturity of the church. When we are united, we fulfill not only Paul's joy, but the joy of Christ. Wrapping it up, church, if you have encouragement in Christ, and you do, if you have comfort from his love, and you do, if the Spirit lives in you, and he does, then make the joy of heaven complete. Be like-minded, love deeply, love in harmony. Let us reflect the one who made us. I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and this was your Faith for Today.